Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 5:30. It is November 13th. Thanks for joining us here for this pre-show. 30 minutes just for you guys that are up early with us. It is rough, especially now that we did the whole fall back thing and it's getting darker earlier. And now it's like pitch black out there. It's like it's crazy. I am so thrown off. Last night I was like, well, I'm going to head up to bed. And I look and it's like 6:15. I was like, oh, well, maybe not. It's a little early for bed, even though I would love to get to bed that early. But yeah, that was not happening.
Brooklyn's like, Mom, are we not doing dinner?
I was just so confused on the day yesterday. It was crazy. How you doing?
Good. I was pulling out my neighborhood this morning and I was pulling out behind two cop cars leaving my neighborhood this morning at 4:45. So I don't know what was going on with that. But I do have a question for you because I did notice something before I saw the cop cars. When I turn the corner, there's a house that has the Christmas lights on out front, and they now have their front window open. I can see inside. They have a huge Christmas tree. They got white lights. It's pressed up against the glass, so you can see it at night when you're driving by. One, have you put up your Christmas lights outside? And two, do you do interior decorations early as well?
We did. We do have our Christmas lights up outside. We have not turned them on. Our GFI is not working or something, and so the guy is coming today. The electrician is coming today to replace it. We need a totally new one. So they are all put up. Our wreath is up and all that. Just it hasn't been lit up. As I was leaving the neighborhood this morning, there were several houses full on Christmas lights with the reindeer out front, everything. It looked absolutely beautiful. I loved it. But inside, no, we haven't done that. We usually wait for Sophie to get home from school so we can all put up the tree together and, you know, do all the decorations and stuff like that. And then plus, when we were in Disneyland this past weekend, if you go, you got to get these things. They have the coolest new product. It's like these gigantic Mickey Christmas ornaments that are like decorations. Like, we have the Mickey Christmas ornaments to put on our tree. And it's just like the big ears, and they're like, you know, decorated with like holly, or they're red and green striped, or they look like candy canes. They're really cool. Well, now they come in at like a jumbo size. And when we walked in the park and we saw all these people were walking out with these gigantic boxes. We're like, why are people carrying boxes at Disneyland? And then we realized, oh, they're buying these gigantic ornaments. So we bought got some of those. Just two for decoration inside, and I cannot wait to put those up.
Is Disney, the videos I saw, you guys doing the whole Star Wars thing, which looked really cool. Is Disney full Christmas right now, or
no,
are they
Starting today it is.
Oh, it is?
We were in the transition phase, so we were still partially fall, and they were starting to decorate for Christmas, which I have to say is an excellent time to go, because most people are waiting for Christmas. And so in that in-between phase, there wasn't a ton of people. We were like walking on rides. And yeah, there were some lines, but nothing crazy. We were just shocked at how it wasn't as packed as usual. But now that Christmas is up today, starting today, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure. I do have my neighborhood. I noticed over the weekend someone has a gigantic inflatable turkey in front of their house.
Oh, someone's celebrating Thanksgiving. Good for them.
I'm leaving. I'm like, what is that? It's up the street. I'm like, oh my gosh, they have a huge, giant inflatable turkey. Much respect for honoring Thanksgiving.
You know, we all honor Thanksgiving, but I just do it on Thanksgiving, and then that's it. So I love the holiday, but I just, you know, Christmas puts a smile on my face. And you know what? This right now, I could use all the help I could get. So I'll take it.
Enjoy it, my friend.
It's been really great. So we have a lot coming up this morning. Don't go anywhere, because we are giving you tickets to your favorite concerts, to your favorite shows. And this morning, we've got your B-52s tickets coming just after 6 o'clock with Heads Up. So make sure you're listening for that. Also coming up in the 7 o'clock hour with a Mega Minute, the Disney Descendants and Zombies Worlds Collide Tour. Everyone is talking about that. If you have little ones, this is huge. I was talking to my daughter about it last night. She's like, yeah, it's a big deal. Descendants and Zombies are two different franchises, and they're colliding. Their worlds are colliding. And I was like, I know. She's like, I want to go see this. So yeah, we've got your tickets for that 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. And then, of course, your Tears for Fears tickets are coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. So stick around. A lot happening this morning. Right now, though, let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear I Wish by Skee-Lo?
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 bar.
Do you want to hear This Kiss by Faith Hill?
It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss, this kiss. Unthinkable.
Or do you want to hear Calling All Angels by Train? Choices. You can get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1.
Here we go.
You're gonna want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what is your current household debate? There's one going on in one of our homes. It's getting kind of heated. We're going to talk about that next. But first, the votes are in, and Calling All Angels by Train is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
I need a sign to let me know.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning. So you are you getting more animals in your life?
Oh, Mercedes, I don't know. Here's the situation happening right now. This is kind of the current debate happening in my house. About a year ago, we're at the barn where Laura keeps her horses. They had two cats there that were there forever. The cats sadly passed away, and after those cats passed away, the rats and the mice, the population started getting out of control, so they had to get more cats. So Laura led that charge, and she has a friend at the Nevada SPCA, and she got three feral cats, Goatee, Mia, and Luna, and got them about a year ago. And she pretty much takes care of these cats. I would consider them her cats, even though they're at the barn. And the rats and mice population has dwindled, and the cats are doing their job. Everything is fantastic. Since then, she's become a cat person and loves these cats so much. And now she wants to get a cat for our house. And we just can't do it. We got two dogs. We got a lot going on in our house. I can't see us having a cat. But Mercedes, we were back and forth about getting this cat. And my whole issue is Laura travels a lot for work. And then it's anytime we travel now, we bring the dogs. We're bringing a cat. And she says, no, if we leave, a cat's fine to stay by itself for a couple days. It's a whole thing back and forth in our house right now.
I thought cats were pretty self-sufficient, that they don't need all the, I don't want to say care, because they deserve plenty of care, but they're just not as high maintenance as a dog would be.
It's just too much. It's just, and then the cat hair, and I grew up with cats. I love cats. I just think with two dogs in our lifestyle right now, it'd be really hard to have a cat in our house.
I'm sure it's been done before.
Oh, I'm sure it has.
It's probably not as hard as you think.
Looking at cats too, Mercedes. It's a whole thing.
I say let her do it. And then, you know, just say, well, you know, this will be primarily your responsibility, and you can be the primary caregiver for the cat. Like, it sucks that she really wants to do it. And you're like, no.
What? It's not no. We have horses. We've got dogs. And how's the cat going to be with Jax and Zoe? Are they going to get along? Are they going to affect Jax and Zoe and their personalities? I remember growing up, we had Moosey, our one cat. We got a second cat, and they did not get along, and it affected everyone. They just, things went sideways after that, and that would be my fear, too.
Did you get rid of one, or?
Yes. My dad had a friend that had a farm, and he gave it to that guy, and we kept the other cat for a while.
Well, so there you go. So if that happens, then you can give away the cat. You know, you're not going to know until you try. I've noticed that about you. You're very uncomfortable trying new things that you're not sure about. So, like, just give it a try. The worst you can do is say, you know what, it didn't work out. And then you get rid of the cat.
I'm down to try a new restaurant, a new drink, a new meal or something. But bringing a cat into my house with two dogs just seems too much.
Oh, man. Why do you got to rain on her parade? She really wants this. I mean, you finding an animal a home. Steph, what do you think?
Let me bring Steph in here. Hold on. Here we go.
I think JC, he has a point. I think that with the lifestyle that you guys have, a cat is a lot. You're already, you know, sometimes you have to leave right after work. You're like, I got to go take care of the dogs. And then now you have a cat to add on to it. So I think you're going to be added more responsibilities than Laura is. And you really don't really want the cat that much.
Thank you, Steph.
So I'm on team JC here.
Well, I just think that it's because you don't want it, because it's not your idea. But if it was your idea, you'd be all for it. Anytime she wants something, you're like, no.
And, what? She's got two horses. She's got feral cats. She lives the life of leisure. Are you kidding me?
Well, then why is she even bothering you about this? Just get it. Don't listen to you.
We'll see what happens. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2169.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:04. It's Wednesday, November 13th. Thanks for getting up with us. We are so happy to have you here. I'm finally back in the good graces of my daughter. Something happened over the weekend, and I was really bothered by it. Like, all day yesterday, it was just grinding at me. I was so upset. We went to Disneyland over the weekend with my family, and then after Disney, we drove back to San Diego and took my daughter, who goes to school in San Diego, back to her place, and then from San Diego, we drove home. And we were staying at a hotel. We dropped her off at her apartment. But on Monday, when we were getting ready to leave, I said to my husband and my other daughter, I'm like, you know, it would be funny and cool. I think she'd love it, is if we just surprised her with one last hug before we left town. And my husband's like, oh, yeah, I think she'd like that. We should go surprise her. So I knew where she was at. She was at work. She works at the writing center at her college. And she was just about to get off of her shift. And so I was like, you know what? We'll just go towards the end of her shift and give her a little hug. And so my husband takes us to the campus. Me and my other daughter, we run in. We find the writing center. We're standing out there. And I see her, like, sitting at the desk. And she's not doing anything. There's not a lot of people in there. So I was like, let's go in. And so we open the door. And I'm like, yes, I'd like to make an appointment. And the look on her face... She was shocked. She was like, what are you guys doing here? And I was like, we just wanted to come say goodbye. I just wanted to give you a quick hug. We'll get out of your way. And she's like, okay. And she gives us a hug. And she says to me, my worlds are colliding. I don't like this. And she was just like, I don't know. I didn't expect her to do backflips, but she just was not happy about the whole thing.
Did she introduce you to any of her colleagues or coworkers or anything? It was a quick hug and shoo, get out of here.
Yeah, she was like, okay, well, have a safe trip.
Oh, gut punch.
I was devastated. I was like, and then I kept thinking, I'm like, was it wrong for me to go into her writing center? Like, there was not a lot of people around. Like, maybe this is my fault. I'll take responsibility. So she texts me as she left and she's like, all my friends are mad that I didn't introduce you. And I was like, oh, well, you just didn't seem like you really wanted us here. And then she wrote, I don't like surprises. I was like, oh, so it was bugging me all day. So we finally had it out last night and she explained her side of it, which I saw. But like, have you ever had a surprise just completely fail? I was so excited. I thought she's going to love this. She hated it.
It would have been different if you would have gave her the heads up and saying, hey, we want to come see you at your work today. Would she have been gracious to have you there? Or is she one of these people that really wants her work world separate than her class world and her home world?
I think it's a little bit of both, honestly. I don't think, well, it's not a surprise if I give her a heads up, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted. I wanted to catch her off guard, give her a big hug before we left town. And oh man, it was eating at me all day. And she just explained that, yeah, she didn't like surprises and that she's sorry she hurt our feelings. And I told her I'm sorry if we overstepped our bounds and went into her world where we didn't belong.
No.
But it was so funny because me and my daughter are running through this student learning center and people are looking at us like, who are they? like my daughter, she looked like she could go there, but I was like, you know, in my yoga pants running up the stairs. Like, it was just really funny.
Expecting a big reaction. Oh my God.
She's like,
a big hug.
What are you doing here? My worlds are colliding.
You slink out of the room.
I was so sad. The whole drive back, we even stopped at Eddie World and I wasn't even happy about it.
Oh, Eddie World can fix any move,
no,
but not
it did
that.
Not.
Oh,
no,
darn
it didn't happen.
Coming up here on the show, tickets for you to go see the B-52s, and that's happening here in less than 15 minutes with the early edition of Heads Up. And then up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
People Magazine has named its 2024 Sexiest Man Alive. Can you guess who it is? We have that coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Sexiest Man Alive is trending this morning. People Magazine unveiled its 2024 Sexiest Man Alive last night on the Late Night with Stephen Colbert show. And the winner is John Krasinski.
Woo!
The actor says he was stunned when he learned the news, reacting with what he called as a blackout moment. He said, just immediate blackout, actually zero thoughts. His wife is actress Emily Blunt, and she was actually thrilled with the news. I guess she told John Krasinski that she's going to wallpaper their home with the magazine cover. So got that honor. Fans probably recognize John Krasinski from The Office, his role in Jack Ryan. He's directed A Quiet Place and starred in A Quiet Place. And then also this year's film, If. He says he's happiest, though, when he's a husband and a father and loves that quiet family life in Brooklyn with his wife and their daughters. So it's pretty cool, though. I mean, I think that is a good pick, not my personal pick. I really thought that this year was all about Glenn Powell. I thought he was going to get it for sure, but I think this is a good pick still.
He's handsome, he's kind, he's funny, well-dressed. I know they're going older, too. Patrick Dempsey got it last year. He was 58 or 57 when he got it. Not that 45 is old. It's not old at all, but John Krasinski's 45. Yeah, I can see Glenn Powell. I think he's, in his mid-30s? Or someone younger getting it? I think he's a great pick, but yeah, it did catch me off guard when he said his name.
Yeah, Glenn Powell, he's 36 years old. I don't know that I think that age has anything to do with it anymore. I think men, you guys, you look great at all ages. You really do. But sexiest men alive last year, Patrick Dempsey, which I thought that would be more of his thing in the heyday of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
So I was kind of surprised at that one for sure. But some of the other sexiest men alive through the years include people like, I think Blake Shelton was named sexiest man alive at one point. Who else?
Tom Cruise got it once.
Yeah, he got it. Chris Evans, Paul Rudd, Michael B. Jordan, John Legend, Idris Elba. So yeah, that's your 2024 sexiest man alive. Who do you think it should have gone to? Let us know what you think. He says that his life is not going to change after getting this. He thinks that it's actually going to make him have to do more household chores. That he's going to really have to earn or stay humble at home, and that is what's trending.
Let's do this. We got a heads up right now, and we want you to play. Just got to be caller 20, and that phone number is 702-364-9400. You're caller 20, you get to play, and we got a great prize for you.
We have your tickets right now to check out the B-52s. It's Love Shack, the Vegas residency. These tickets are for their show in April at the Venetian Theater over at the Venetian Resort. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. Just pick your category, pick your partner, get six answers in 60 seconds, and those tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
You ready? It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Parisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're caller 20. Woo! You are playing Heads Up this morning. Ready to do this?
Yes, I'm excited.
Let's get you a category, okay? These are for your B-52 Love Shack residency tickets. Do you want to go with Wicked Witch of the West, November Babies, or Commander in Chief?
Wicked Witch.
Okay, Wicked Witch of the West. The Wicked movie, it comes out November 22nd. So these are all things that are associated with Wicked or The Wizard of Oz, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner?
You, Mercedes.
All right.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct. And heads up, ladies, you start now.
We're off to see the blank. This is the person that runs the show in Emerald City.
I'll pass on this one.
Okay, a witch will fly on one of these. She'll sit on one of these and fly.
Broom.
Yes. She is playing Galinda in the Wicked movie. She's a singer.
Ariana Grande.
Yes. This is the name in the in Wicked of the Green Witch. What is her name in the movie? Not Galinda, but
pass on this one.
Okay. This is how they get to Oz. They follow this.
The yellow brick road.
Yes. This is Dorothy's dog's name.
Toto?
Yes. This is the guy that does not have a heart in The Wizard of Oz.
Scarecrow?
No, the other one. The silver one.
The Tin Man?
Yes. This is the actress who plays Elphaba. Oh! Oh, no!
You're right there.
Parisa, we only had one more to go. I'm so sorry. We had to skip a few. We're off to see the blank. That was the wizard. The Elphaba is the name of the Wicked Witch, the Green Witch. That's Elphaba. And then at the end, I got to say Elphaba, but it didn't matter because the actress that plays her is Cynthia Erivo. So I'm so sorry. We were so close. That means caller 20 right now. You get these tickets, two of them, to the B-52's Love Shack residency coming to town at the Venetian next year. Your tickets right now for caller 20 at 702-364-9400. Coming up next, I think I may have cursed myself. I did something over the weekend, and now, like, something bad happened. What was it? We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Are we superstitious in this room? Are we superstitious people, pretty much?
Yeah, there's certain things I do believe in. Yeah, I do. There's okay. certain things, yes.
Steph, you're pretty superstitious, right?
Yeah, I kind of believe in that stuff for sure.
Okay, so let's say you check into a hotel and they hand you over your keys and they say, you will be in room 1301. Would you be like, okay, thank you? Or would you be like, wait, what? I checked into a hotel this weekend and they put us on the 13th floor. We were room 1301. And my daughter even made a joke. She goes, 1301. Those are mine and dad's birthdays. She's born on the 13th. My husband's born on the 1st.
Look at that.
And I go, oh, yes. I go, I'm surprised this place has a 13th floor. Usually, like, hotels skip that 13th floor. Like, it's there. You know it's there, but they label it as 14 instead of 13 because people are superstitious. Would you ask for another room if they checked you in to a floor or to the 13th floor in a hotel? 702-364-9400.
I would not change. I'd be fine with it. That's one. 13th floor, I probably would. If they tell me room 1301, I'd put zero thought into it. And I would just go up. I'm sure it'd hit me at some point, like, oh, I'm on the 13th floor. But it wouldn't grab my attention when they're giving me the room key. So I'd be fine with it.
So for us, 13 has always been associated with good luck. There's several people in our family who's born on the 13th of various months. So 13 has never been, like, an unlucky number for us. So I do remember specifically checking into the room, laying down on the bed and thinking, ooh, 13th floor, spooky. I hope nothing bad happens. Like, joking.
Did you say it that way to your family too? Because everyone had to.
It's in my head. It's in my head. I didn't say it out loud, but I kind of laughed to myself because I was like, ooh, look, we're on the 13th floor. Well, now I'm wondering if I cursed myself, because the next day we checked out and we're on the road back to Vegas, and I'm scratching my face. I'm like, what the heck am I scratching? And I flip down the sun visor, look in the mirror, and there's this huge red mark on my face. And I'm like, what is that? And it's a bump. And then on the other side of my face, I feel the same thing. And I'm like, what is happening? I got bit by, I think, a spider, because this is not like a mosquito bite. I got bit on my face by, it's got to be a spider. And then later on, my hip was itching. I go to scratch my hip. I look, there's another bite. I wonder if the 13th floor cursed me.
Was it a spider or a ghost?
I think it's a spider because,
darn it.
It was, we were in San Diego. It was very moist in the air. I don't know. I feel like it was a spider. Someone just asking, was this on a Disney property? No, it was not. This was in San Diego. But then I asked my daughter, did you get any bites? She's like, no. My husband, no. But my other daughter who stayed at her apartment, she had a bite. And so we're trying to figure out what happened.
Now, the 13th floor, was this the same hotel where Matt's his garments were stolen?
No,
thrown out? No,
that was a different hotel.
That was bad luck. Okay, so you have the bug bites going on, stayed in the 13th floor. What'd you do the next day? You went to surprise your daughter, Sophie.
She didn't like
the
surprise.
And she was irritated with you. The 13th floor curse carried over to your next day.
Would you have checked out of that room or asked for a different room? I didn't really think anything of it. 702-364-9400. And what do you, like, what do you curse? In someone just texted, in San Francisco, they do not have seventh floors in buildings because in the Asian culture, the number seven is bad luck. Just really quick, Corey, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning, gang. Just a heads up, when you check into a hotel, make sure you put your luggage into the bathtub and then inspect your bed for bed bugs. Bed bugs can go up to two floors up or two floors down. Take your bed apart at the bottom. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, Corey would know, because he's
the best.
In pest control. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's some really good advice. I always check for bed bugs. There were no bed bugs.
Do
I don't
you really?
Know.
I never checked.
Always.
You pull back the sheets and take a look?
Yes, I go to, and I even take the fitted sheet off.
Oh, do you?
And look in the little crevices and stuff. I'm so paranoid about that.
Nothing ever find anything?
Yeah, someone's like, it's probably bed bugs. No, I checked it, and no one else got bitten. It's just two on my face. I looked up what bed bug bites look like, and they're much smaller. These are gigantic knots that I have on my face.
Thing. The curse of the 13th floor.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, Beyonce, she is about to school people for real, okay? She's the focus of a new course at Yale. It's the course is called Beyonce Makes History, Black Radical Tradition, History, Culture, Theory, and Politics Through Music. And it's going to be taught by Professor Daphne Brooks. She said in an interview that the course hopes to examine Beyonce's artistic work from 2013 to 2024 as a lens to study Black history, intellectual thought, and performance. I guess she's a really big fan, and she previously taught a class on Beyonce at Princeton, but that focused more on her cultural impact. But where were these classes when I was in school? I am like, I had to take dumb public speaking and chem 304. Like, what the heck? I want to take a Beyonce class.
What was the easiest or a class that you thought would be easy? Because I don't know if they still have it, but at UNLV, they had the history of rock and roll music. I'm like, sign me up. Talk about rock and roll music. Oh, man. It's a history class. And it went so, it took us, we're about halfway through the semester till we finally got to like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and that, the rock, you know, of the 60s and 70s. But it was just basically a history class you're still taking about rock and roll music, but still you're learning history.
And it sounds like it would be easy, but sometimes that stuff gets really hard.
Yes.
I took a class at UNLV. It was a women's study class, and I can't remember what the title of the class was. I really enjoyed it. But I remember I walked in one day and she's like, okay, we're going to watch a movie today. And I was like, a movie? And the movie was Tootsie. Have you ever seen the movie Tootsie?
I'm familiar with Dustin Hoffman, but yes. I don't think I've ever seen the movie.
So it's about this guy who's an actor and he can't find a job. So he decides to dress up as a woman and try to find a job as an actress. And he gets a role on one of the biggest soap operas. And this is like in the 1980s, so soap operas were like really big, and he turns into this mega star, but he has to keep up the appearance that he's actually a woman. And I have to say, I enjoyed the movie. I had never seen it before, but it wasn't just like, hey, just watch this. We had to write a whole report on it and our thoughts and theories and things like that. And so it was really interesting. I like when professors utilize pop culture to teach you a lesson.
I love that. I'm so intrigued to see Tootsie now. I remember seeing the like posters, or like I knew of Tootsie in the 80s, but I didn't know what the whole gimmick was. It's, do you remember the TV show Bosom Buddies?
Bosom Buddies.
Tom Hanks was in this show. It was in the 80s as well. And I believe the premise was they couldn't find a place to live. Rents were too high, but there was an all female apartment building. You had to be a lady to live there, and the rents were cheap and they can get in there. So I believe they had to dress up like women in order to apply for an apartment. They got one, so they had to dress up like women when they went in and out of their apartments.
Oh my gosh.
I think that was the premise of Bosom Buddies.
I wish they had that still. Apartment buildings with women only, so you don't have to deal with guys.
Wouldn't that be great?
I think that's a brilliant idea. Do they still do that anywhere? That's fantastic.
There we go. There's a money-making opportunity.
All right. There are three new inductees into the National Toy Hall of Fame. Toys to be enshrined this year are... Wait, would this need a drum roll? These are the three that made the National Toy Hall of Fame this year. You got My Little Pony.
Okay, well deserved.
The Phase 10 card game.
Don't know it.
And Transformers.
Yes!
They made
finally!
Yeah, the Toy Hall of Fame recognizes toys that have inspired creative play and sustained popularity over time. Some of the other finalists this year that did not make it, the game Apples to Apples, Hess Toy Trucks, and the Trampoline. The Toy Hall of Fame has inducted 84 toys since it started back in 1998.
Transformers in, GoBots, not yet GoBots. GoBots were the cheaper version of Transformers.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to make it in. I think Transformers is kind of the gold standard. I did love My Little Pony. That was a favorite, so I'm glad to see that finally made it in. I don't know what the Phase 10 card game is. Never played that, but I feel bad for the trampoline. This card game beat the trampoline.
Oh, gosh. The trampoline's not in yet?
Breaking bones everywhere. Finally, this morning, do you like being touched? Do you mind it? Or are you a touchy-feely person? Drew Barrymore, she's been criticized for being really touchy-feely with her guests on her TV show. And she says she's really trying to tone it down. But if you watched the show yesterday... She was not trying to tone it down. She was talking to Martha Stewart. Martha was sitting on the couch with her. They were curled up talking about whatever. And Drew asked Martha what makes her feel soft and gooey. And Martha said, soft and gooey treatment. Well, then Drew starts caressing her arm and saying, soft and gooey treatment when you're treated like a lady. And instead of going with it, Martha pulled back, kind of pushed Drew away and said, you're the wrong gender. So she didn't want the soft and gooey treatment from Drew. She gave her the old hand and like, get away from me. At that point, Drew kind of flopped back on the couch and was playing it up like she was so devastated that Martha didn't want her advances. But I don't watch that show very often, but every time I see a clip, she is all over her guests, all over. Like, it's way too touchy-feely for me.
I'm a touchy-feely person, but I think she was crossing the line on that too. And you see her face too? She had this weird like, soft and gooey, like just the look in her face was like, whoa, creepy, yeah. Back down.
I know. I think you need to really read the room. Like,
yes.
People who are like so all up in your face, like all arms around you, hugging. It's like, wait, I just met you. Like, why are you touching me?
Do you want to get into Steph's situation here next?
Yeah. So Steph has a shocker, another wedding to attend. And what's interesting about this is the bride made a request of Steph, and Steph is kind of taken aback by the request that the bride made of her. What do you guys think? We want to get your opinions on this one. We'll talk about it coming up next. Right now, Linkin Park, there's rumor that they're going to be announcing a world tour here coming up soon. That and more on the way next. It's Mix.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Starts with Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, 7:06. Surprise, surprise. Steph has another wedding to go to. I thought wedding season was over, but you have another one. Is it coming up this year or is it next year?
I have two weddings left this year.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know.
So you are getting ready, preparing for this wedding. When is it? Is it this month or next month?
I have one this month and I have one next month.
What is the one we're talking about, though?
The one we're talking about, let's just say it's this month.
Okay. Oh, boy. So you really got to get your ducks in a row,
yes.
So to speak.
Yes.
So you have this wedding coming up and you recently were having a conversation with the bride and she made an interesting request to you. What happened?
Yeah, we were just having a casual conversation, just catching up on stuff. And I was telling her my dilemma that I'm having with my dog Momo. And I have all of my sitters that I go through my rounds with are unfortunately unable to watch Momo during her wedding weekend. And I'm just like, hey, I'm going to have to bring Momo. We'll put him up in
the hotel, but since the ceremony and the reception are so long together, I'm hoping that I can bring Momo just briefly. You know, the ceremony is about like 15, 20 minutes. If I could just bring him, have him sit on my lap. You know how he is. He's super well behaved. I know your dogs are going to be in your wedding. I know your mom's dogs are going to be in the wedding as well. It's going to be a dog kind of friendly wedding. It's going to be outdoors. Are you cool with that? It's just going to be super quick. And she goes, please, please don't bring him. So I'm trying to convince her. I'm like, hey, you know, Momo's so well behaved. He'll be in a little tux.
I love it.
A doggy tux or a doggy bow tie, so he's not taking too much attention. And she goes, "No, I just don't want
him
there."
Wait, the tux will make him have more attention. I know. I'm sorry, it will have more attention.
I'm trying to figure out how to convince her in a way where, like, she'll be okay with it. But she's just like, "I'm sorry, no. I'm sorry, no." So I'm still trying to convince her in a way. I'm taking a break from it, but I'm still trying to see how I can bring Momo to the wedding, and it's not going to be the whole time. It's just going to be the ceremony for a little bit.
And
she has dogs in the wedding too. You said the mom and her dogs are in the wedding?
Her dogs are in the wedding and her mom's dogs are in the wedding. They all know each other. Momo has played with them. So it would be as if, you know, it's like a little doggy reunion at the wedding.
Okay, what do you guys think? Do you think that she should continue to try to convince the bride to let her bring her dog to her wedding? There's dogs that are going to be there already, but do you think that she should just take no for the answer and find a different avenue to take care of Momo? Why not just... When I had dogs, if I couldn't find a dog sitter, we would take them to the vet, and the vets, they would take care of them. Why not do that?
I've thought of that. I just don't feel comfortable with a vet or a boarding place. I'm not comfortable with some of the stories that I've heard, so unfortunately, that's not an option for us.
I got you on that one.
Yeah.
You guys are... You're treating your dogs like they're royalty, as they should be.
They're family.
They are. They're being... Hey, I had dogs, too. I get it, but you don't trust a vet with your dog? It's a veterinarian.
Heck no.
They take care of your dog. What's wrong with you? Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Steph got invited to a wedding. She has no one to take care of her dog, so she asked the bride if she can bring the dog with her. The bride said, please don't do it, but she still wants to try to convince her to do it. Catherine, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I'm team bring the dog. That is your family member. You can't leave them behind.
But the bride asked her not to do that.
That's like asking your child not to go to your spouse. You have to bring the dog.
Oh, my gosh. But the bride asked her not to do that.
There's dogs there.
But it's her wedding. If she says, hey, there's a limit of 2 guests on your thing, you're not going to say, well, can I just bring 6? Because, you know, it's my family. I want to bring 6. She's asking her nicely, like, hey, please don't bring your dog. You think that she should still go against her and bring it?
Yeah, she'll be so distracted by how happy she'll be. You know, she's in the vibe. She'll forget all about it.
Oh. Plus, Momo's a small lap dog. If Momo was a bigger dog that would be taking up a lot of space, taking up aisle space, I could see the argument there. But Momo is a lap dog, and I think it's different than bringing 6 guests because Momo's not eating food or drinking the wine or anything else. Momo's sitting on Steph's lap just for the reception, right?
Right, just for the reception, the ceremony. Quick little 15-minute ceremony.
But what does it matter? If the bride said no and it's her wedding, why do you get to dictate and go against what she says? Like, she's asking nicely, like, hey, could you please not do that? I just would prefer that. Why would you go against that?
Is she asking nicely?
No, she's not. She's actually telling, but I'm still trying to convince her. I'm just giving her some time. So I need some help to help convince her with the time I have.
I'm speechless. I literally am speechless. I can't believe that we're not just listening to the bride on her special day and you guys are making it about you and your dog when it should be about her. She's getting married.
It's like bringing a purse. Momo's so small.
It's not a purse. It's an animal.
I bet you if you wouldn't said anything.
Oh, my gosh.
If you didn't say anything, they wouldn't even notice.
I shouldn't have said anything.
You shouldn't have.
Darn it.
Oh, my gosh. The disrespect. The audacity.
We have lots of calls. You want to keep going with this?
Yeah,
the phones are lighting up.
What do you guys
gosh.
Think? Maybe because I don't have dogs currently that I just am trying to respect the bride. But what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. This is Mix. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Should you be allowed to bring your dog to a wedding, even though the bride already asked you not to? Steph is dealing with this right now. Sherry, good morning. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely 100% no. It's Steph. I just got to tell you, it's not about you and Momo. It's about the bride and the groom and what their wishes are.
I understand. I'm just still trying to get some processing of how to convince the bride that I can. Or maybe I just hide the dog, like JC says.
Oh,
maybe.
My gosh.
No! She's telling you no!
Sherry, there's already dogs there at the wedding. Momo's a very, very small dog. No one's going to even see Momo. Momo is very quiet, too. Momo's not a yappy dog, either.
Not about that. The bride told her no, not to bring the dog.
I put on my wedding invitation, no children, please. And it ruffled some feathers, but thankfully no one brought their children. And that's just how I wanted it at my wedding, you know?
Exactly.
I respected that and did not bring any children.
You were the child.
I was.
Let's talk to Brittany. Hey, Brittany, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think she should leave the dog at home. I think that it takes away from the bride, and it's the bride's day, and whatever the bride wants, it should be. And if the dog was so beloved, I think he would have been invited.
Oh, oh no. That hurts. Oh. Oh.
Brittany just got you.
Oh, God.
Brittany, that is a great point. Okay. I'll keep that into consideration.
I wonder if her dogs are like, do not invite Momo. Thank you, Brittany. Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica says, keep trying with your convincing.
Good morning. So as a single person myself, my dog is my baby. So I think that she should be able to bring him, and that I would say something about, like, the hotel will charge her a fee if the dog is barking, and she said that she's driving to this wedding or she's going to be in another place. Like, she doesn't necessarily trust another dog sitter that maybe, or a hotel or vet for the dog to be at during the ceremony. And do what you have to do and beg for forgiveness later.
Oh, I like that. There's going to be kids at the wedding, too. I mean, I think the kids crying and screaming are going to overtake what the dog's Momo going to be there anyway. So.
Again, I just go back to the argument that she asked you not to do it. So, I mean, and if the dog is going to bark, then that would be an issue for the reception then, right?
I think for the barking, I mean, Momo is pretty good when we're with him. But when he's by himself, it's a different story.
So that it doesn't matter if it's the reception or the wedding itself, you know? He would bark either way if he's by himself?
I think by himself he would be barking, yes. But if he's with us, he would not be barking if he's around humans.
Maybe you guys should just not go to the wedding.
It's not for lack of trying, too, because you have no other options.
Yeah.
If she had options, she would have the dog stay behind. But you have no options. Tell her that. Listen, if you want me at the wedding, I got to bring Momo.
Oh, give her an ultimatum.
Yes.
You want me, you take Momo, and you take James. All of us.
Wow. I would be like, okay, sorry, we're going to miss you guys. I get it. When with our dogs, if our dog sitter wasn't available, we just didn't go. We just didn't go. That was how it was for us. So I get not wanting to drop them off at like a kennel or something, but maybe this is one that you just skip. Send a nice gift and say, sorry, it's
get
not
a wedding
work
off.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or you say, hey, I can't find a dog sitter. Here's the gift and see what she says.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure she'll understand if she has dogs too, but yeah, that's, I get it. They're your baby, so you want to take care of them, but at the same time, if they say no babies.
Yeah. Wish me luck. I'll keep you guys posted.
Please do. And let's do it. It's now time for the Mega Minutes.
And we have your tickets right now to Disney's Descendants and Zombies World Collide Tour. It's happening on Saturday, July 26th at the T-Mobile Arena. And we have your tickets right now with the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds. It's 10 questions. Answer them all correctly, and these tickets are yours. We have not had a winner in quite some time, and we would love for you to break that streak. So caller 20, you're playing the Mega Minute right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And Janet is playing the Mega Minute today. How you doing, Janet?
Good, thank you.
Oh, this is going to be fun. We've got these tickets for you to check out the Disney Descendants and Zombies Worlds Collide Tour over at the T-Mobile Arena next year. We have not had a winner in a really long time, Janet. Do you think maybe you could break the streak today?
You know what? We were listening to the radio yesterday, and we got all 10, so we're hoping for this safe.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you said we. Who's in the car with you right now?
My 3 kids.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, anyone who knows the answer, scream it out, okay? Just if I hear it correct, we're moving on, all right?
Okay.
All right, Janet, and your 3 kids. You know the deal. 60 seconds on the clock to get 10 questions correct. You can do this. If you pass on one or if you get one wrong, don't stress out. We'll come back to that question at the end. In the Mega Minute, you start now.
Which holiday was just celebrated on Monday?
Veterans Day.
Yes, it's customary to do this if you're standing under a mistletoe with someone.
Kiss.
Yes, what is the holiday candy that is striped and peppermint flavored?
Candy cane.
Yes. What product is known as the quicker picker-upper?
Skip.
What tech company uses the slogan, life is good?
Oh, gosh. Skip.
What animated sitcom features the Itchy and Scratchy show?
Oh, gosh. Skip.
Who recently apologized on ESPN for smashing a fan's phone?
Skip.
What Roman numeral is represented by the number 500?
Oh, no. I don't know. Skip.
The Las Vegas Aviators play which sport?
Aviators.
Oh, no. Janet, sometimes it's a luck of the draw. Some questions, some days I see these questions, I'm like, these are so easy. Other days I see some and I'm like, there's no way I would ever get any of these. I'm so sorry, you guys. That means, yes, the Mega Minute claims another victim. Let's go over some of these answers. The product known as the Quicker Picker Upper, that's Bounty. Mm. Bounty paper towels. The tech company that uses the slogan, life is good. Life good. LG. I wouldn't have had that one. I had no idea. The animated sitcom that features the Itchy and Scratchy show is The Simpsons. The person who recently apologized after smashing a fan's phone, that's Jason Kelsey.
Did you see his apology?
I did. See it. Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah.
What Roman numeral is represented by the number 500? I had no idea. It's the letter D. I had no clue that D was even part of Roman numerals. And the Las Vegas Aviators play what sport? That sport is baseball. If you've ever been to a game, they are so much fun. But that means that, yes, again, the Mega Minute claims a victim. So that means caller 20 right now, you are going to get these tickets, 2 of them, for the Disney Descendants and Zombies Worlds Collide Tour at the T-Mobile Arena in July. Caller 20 gets the tickets right now at 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
In just 3 days, Britney Spears can finally wash her hands of Kevin Federline when she sends him his final child support payment.
Oh, it's coming to an end.
In 3 days. Oh, man. The youngest son, Jaden James, just turned 18 in September. Brittany paid Kevin Federline $10,000 at the beginning of the month, and then he gets another $10,000 on Friday, and then that is it. Brittany and Kevin, they divorced in 2007. They agreed on $20,000 a month in child support for Jaden and his older brother, Sean Preston. In 2018, it went up to $40,000 because the boys were with Kevin full time. And then it went back down to $20,000 after Sean Preston turned 18 last year.
$20,000 a month. Would you be able to stay home and raise your child for $20,000
a month? I could do a lot with $20,000 a month. That would be just fine. So, yeah, I wonder what's going to happen now, like with him. You know, that has, I mean, let's be honest, that was probably his primary source of income for the past however many years, and now he's losing it. I hope he saved. I hope he invested. You know?
Something, yeah, because that's gonna hit you hard when that happens. When it comes to child support, can he do whatever he wants? That money's his. So if he wanted to buy a car because he needs a car to drive the kids around, or is that you have to somehow show that's for the kids?
Well, if you're buying a car to drive the kids around, that's for the kids. So yeah, I think that if anything kind of equates to them, that you're free to do what you want.
Okay, Fred, wake up call. Next month.
Big time. Also this morning, there are two words that are so powerful that they can boost any relationship. And it seems like duh, but the words are thank you. Researchers from the University of Illinois actually studied how that phrase can make someone feel appreciated and help the mental health of the person who actually says it. It's been shown that feeling grateful can increase happiness, and women reported feeling less appreciated than men, but a simple thank you for anything, a home-cooked meal, a chore that was done, you know, working extra hours for the family, that absolutely elevates a mom's self-image. So the next time you get a chance, say those two words, those two simple words for someone's efforts, and you'll both see the reward.
You look back now and look back all the sacrifices that both my parents made, but my mom being a stay-at-home mom and doing all the stuff she did for us kids. Every night we'd come home, there would be a home-cooked meal on the dinner table. Waiting. We'd say, what's for dinner tonight? I don't know how many times if I ever said thank you as a kid. I probably just ate dinner. What's next? I'm going to play Nintendo. Yeah, just take the time to say thank you. It goes so far.
Or if I think about when my mom would do that for us and one of us would complain that we didn't want it. It's like, wow, how ungrateful. You know, she just spent all day cooking this or however long cooking it. And then, ew, yuck. Because I know that's how I feel when I make something and people complain. I'm like, I'm so hurt by it. I'm like, I just spent all this time making this and now you're going to complain? Like, wow. I feel like, man, karma will come back and get you.
Kids come home, the food is ready. You don't realize how good that is.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd do anything for that right now.
All right. Finally, this morning, when you're traveling for the holidays and maybe your airline loses your bag, now you may have an easier time getting it back. Apple announced a new feature that's going to allow you to share your AirTag location data directly with the airline. So they, you know, you track your bag by tossing an AirTag in, and that's become a really popular hack since they debuted in 2021. I've done it. There's never been an easier way to share the info in real time, and you can actually see where your bag is, but the airline couldn't. That was the problem. Well, this new feature is called Share Item Location, and it's going to be an option for iPhone users in the next software update. So it's going to let you securely share the info so someone else sees what you're seeing in the Find My app.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so Delta actually partnered with Apple on it. 14 more airlines have signed up, and Delta says they're going to roll out the feature at select airports for the holidays. They plan to have it working everywhere by next year, and they say it should help them locate bags more efficiently and more effectively.
I have a friend who just kind of piggybacking off of that, a friend who recently moved, and they lost a bunch of boxes with valuables inside, and she regrets not putting AirTags in some of those boxes. She was moving across the country. If she were throwing an AirTag in, you know, maybe all the boxes if you have that many AirTags, but definitely the boxes that they're the most valuable, throw one in there and just track it, be able to pinpoint it, because they still can't find your stuff.
Yeah, that's it was a lifesaver for me. I almost left my bag in London one time, but I saw that it was not loaded into the airplane, and I let them know as soon as I realized it, and they went and got it. I literally saw my bag starting to move after I reported
it. That's
so
a good feeling.
It's really, really helpful for sure. Okay, coming up next, it's Wednesday. That means it is career day. We are going to talk to someone about their job. No questions are off limits. So you want to get them in early. You can call us. You can text us with your questions for today's guest. And today's guest is a certified personal trainer and nutritionist. Her name is Rose, and she is all about that fitness life. Do you have any questions? Like, what kind of programs work best for certain ages? Or maybe, like, who's the worst client she's ever had? Stuff like that. What do you want to know from Rose today? And also, we're going to find out the question everyone wants to know. How much do you make doing what you do? We're going to have Career Day coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and it is Wednesday, which means today is Career Day. If you are ever up for having a bunch of questions thrown at you about your job, we would love to hear from you. You can reach out to us through our website, mix941.fm, or through our social media, Mercedes in the Morning. And maybe you could be a guest with us here on Career Day. I'm really excited about today's Career Day segment. We have Rose joining us. She is a certified personal trainer and nutritionist. Welcome to the show, Rose.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
This is great. Now, if anyone has a question for you, Rose, they can call us. They can text us right now. 702-364-9400 is our number. You started your journey as a personal trainer and nutritionist back in 2017, and it was a second career for you. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so it really started with my own transformation journey. You know, I have three kids, and every time I was pregnant, I had this mission to get my body back and tried a whole bunch of things. A lot of things didn't work. And when I finally found the right thing, I fell in love, which was strength training and weightlifting. And I thought, oh my gosh, more people need to know that there's actually an empowering way to get fit, get your body back, and not punishing that I thought that was what I grew up with. And so from there, just I got in the best shape of my life in 18 months and lost 30 pounds. And I just wanted to work with every woman I know that there was a better way.
Yeah, I like to, when I saw on your Instagram bio, it says women's weight loss over 35. And something I noticed, which I know is a huge topic right now, it says GLP-1 friendly. So mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are using GLP-1s like Ozempic and some of the other ones like Wegovy, and they are using that for their weight loss. And so I know that that can be a very controversial topic in the gym community. And how are you approaching that?
It totally is. And you know what? The way that I look at it is these medications are life-saving medications for a lot of people. And we're not just talking about morbidly obese or obese people. We're talking also about, you know, women over 35 that are experiencing possibly this perimenopause or menopause weight gain that they had never experienced before. And so we have that population, but we also have people that struggle to stay consistent because they had food noise, which not a lot of people talk about this, but in the first time of their lives, they're not struggling with food noise so that they can actually be consistent with their nutrition plan, where they're not thinking about the foods that they can't have anymore, and they can actually follow a healthy plan and make room in their life to plan for workouts, plan for meal planning. And I think there's this misconception that people are taking the easy way out, and they're not. They're actually using a tool to be able to help free up their mind to make these plans and to be more committed. And my point of view on this is that I think the fitness industry has done way too much shaming around people who are using this, but it's been a phenomenal tool for people who have struggled their entire lives and has given them the opportunity to gain their life back in so many ways.
I love how you say that it's a tool to help you along the way. It's a tool. Rose, how did you become a certified trainer? Is it an online course? Did you have to go to classes? How do you become certified in training?
Great question. So I did take an online course. There's many of them out there. I would say the one that's the most popular, and back when I got hired at a gym, they asked for this one specifically, and it's called NASM, which is short for the National Academy of Sports Medicine. You can take that online. They do have self-paced courses, but there actually is, I just recently found out through a colleague, there is trade school in town that teaches this course so that you have hands-on learning alongside with learning all the concepts that you need to know.
What I was going to ask where we're running out of time. Never mind. I'll hold off on my question.
So many questions for Rose.
No.
We're getting a bunch here on our text line, too. 702-364-9400. Someone wants to know, what do you find is the best diet? We'll find the answer out for that. What is the most rewarding thing about your job? And people that want to get into the industry, they want to know what to do. And I think you might have just answered that question with some of the training programs. Also, how much money can a personal trainer make? We're going to talk to Rose about that and all of your questions. So hang on the line, Rose. It's career day and it's Mix 94.1.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we have Rose, who is a certified personal trainer and nutritionist, on. Rose, we're getting a bunch of texts. People want to know, what do you think, just based on your experience, is the best diet to follow food-wise?
Ooh, I love this question. The best diet to follow is the one that you can stick with.
Oh, so good.
That is really good.
Yeah. So for me, personally, and most of my clients, I prescribe to flexible dieting, meaning I tell them how much protein, how many carbs, and how many fats they should eat in a day. And that's kind of their guideline. And you kind of think of it as like a bank budget and you want to hit these targets. Now, some days a latte might take up most of your carbs and a little bit of fat. And then if that happens, then at dinner time, you just flex and be like, all right, maybe I only have 30 grams of carbs left, so I'm going to have a protein-rich meal. But my number one is, what is the one that you can follow and can be most consistent? That's the perfect diet for you.
Rose, I walk into the gym and only have time to do one exercise. What's the machine or exercise I should be doing?
Oh, my God. It's the squat.
Squats. It's the lots squat. Of muscles.
Yes. It hits so many muscle groups. And if you're doing it right and you're breathing and bracing correctly, you're working your abs, your back, your legs. That's the number one.
This text just came in. Love to hear Rose talk about using GLP-1s as a tool. I am on them and notice that I've lost a lot of my muscle mass. Should I only be doing strength training?
So, caveat, it depends for each person, but, you know, for some, the number one thing that doctors are advising their patients is to focus on their protein and do strength training, because unfortunately, when we lose weight fast, we're at risk of losing a lot of muscle. And it's not something that we want to do, but it happens. Now, if you're strength training, you're stimulating that muscle and you have the protein do a job. So if you're eating the protein and you're stimulating your muscle, the protein is going to go straight to the muscle And it signals to the body, hey, we don't want to let go of muscle. Let's let go of fat because we use the muscle and we're working out. And we don't want to lose muscle because muscle is what actually gives us our higher metabolism. The more muscle we have in our body, the faster your metabolism, and in the long run, the more you can eat.
And the more you can win in arm wrestling, too.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get into the money side of things. Two questions here. One is, how much does Rose charge for a personal training session?
Okay. Oh, gosh. I didn't know you were going to be like, how much do I charge?
This is just what came in on the text line.
I know. So I will say that I understand that personal training might not be in everybody's budget. So it ranges to work with me, depending on like if you're going to be in a group or you want that one-on-one time with me, it'll range between $40 a session to like $130 a session.
Okay, perfect. That's good because a lot of people are wanting to know, yeah, you know, how to get in touch with you. And we're going to give you her contact information. It's Coach Rose Peterson on Instagram if you're interested in more information. All right, Rose, the final question. Everyone wants to know, what does a certified personal trainer and nutritionist typically make a year?
So it can range between, I would say, $50,000 a year to like $120,000 a year. The thing is that personal trainers, even if they're working 40 hours a week, they're not typically with a client every hour. So that's why it ranges. They might be researching plans. They might be doing a course to help better a client they're working with. So we also, when we're charging, we have to think about the investments we're making for our clients when we're not with them.
Yeah, educating yourself. I love that. That's amazing. Again, Rose, you are awesome. Thank you for being our guest on Career Day. And if you want to reach out to Rose, get more information, it's Coach Rose Peterson on Instagram. We'll also post a link on our Instagram so you can reach out to her. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thanks, Coach Rose. Appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
Always fun
that
career
was
day.
Fun.
That was good.
Yeah, good questions too. Thank you so much. And if you ever want to be featured on our Career Day segment, we'd love to hear from you. Just reach out to us on social media or email us through our website, mix941.fm.
Right now it's time for Heads Up, and we want you to be our contestant. He's got to be caller 20, and that phone number you're calling is 702-364-9400. You're playing for a really neat prize.
We have your tickets right now to check out Tears for Fears. They are coming to town at Songs for a Nervous Planet, and they're going to be at the Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. What a great venue for these guys. Caller 20 right now. You're playing Heads Up for these tickets. You get to pick your category. You get to pick your partner. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you win the tickets. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
You ready? It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Patricia, you're in for Heads Up.
Woo!
Yay! Let's do this. We have your tickets to check out Tears for Fears, Songs for a Nervous Planet over at the Fountain Blue. You just got to get six answers in 60 seconds in one of these categories. Pick one. Do you want to go with Jar of Pickles, Hollywood, or Buckle Up?
Let's do Jar of Pickles.
Jar of Pickles. Okay, so National Pickle Day is tomorrow. These are all foods that start with the letter P, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner?
Zoe wants me to go with JC all the time.
Okay, well, let's do it again.
All right, sounds good. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct, and we start now. You would eat this at a movie theater, put butter on it.
Popcorn.
Yes, French fries come from these. Idaho makes these.
Potatoes.
Yes, Italians love this. Spaghetti is a form of this.
Pasta.
Yes, this comes from a pig.
Pork.
Yes, this is a green... Not a spice, a garnish you put on something.
Parsley.
Yes, well, I'll skip the next one. This is the type of cheese you put on top of pasta, maybe?
Parmesan.
Yes. Yeah! Yeah! Whoa, nice! Yeah!
You got it!
Awesome, awesome.
Perfect category for Patricia with a P. Congratulations! You just got those tickets, two of them, to check out Tears for Fears, Songs for a Nervous Planet at the Fountain Blue. Nice job!
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patricia. We'll have more of these tickets tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Excessive drinking habits are up. Heavy alcohol use has jumped by 20%. It jumped in 2020, that high, which was the worst of the COVID pandemic, and it's only increased since then. That's according to the latest study that was published. They say that it's a 4% increase. It's seen across all regions of the U.S., all genders, most races, and they say the reasons why drinking more is normalized is because of post-pandemic stress. People are still stressed out from that, and they're just drinking to reflect their feelings. The average American drinks 60% more hard liquor now than they did in the mid-1990s.
Oh, no, I thought this whole thing would be the complete opposite of people drinking less. Just looking at the people that I know, they drink less.
Maybe that's just your circles, yeah. Obviously, yeah. That are drinking less, because everywhere else it is going way up. Also this morning, let's talk about Rihanna. She is hinting at retiring from music. Could this be the end? You know, we've been jokingly waiting for this album to come out, which it hasn't. And people are saying that's by design. She wants to focus on her business ventures and her family. And she said this during a Fenty Beauty launch in Barbados. In case you don't know, she has a whole Fenty Beauty line. She's got a clothing line, a lingerie line, and she is kind of reflecting on her career shift. She said, "Music was the thing that got the attention, but God had other plans for me, allowing me to create in ways that feel organic and authentic." So her last album came out in 2016, and she's primarily focused on her lingerie and skincare brands and raising her two kids with her partner, A$AP Rocky. She has contributed to some soundtracks, but it sounds like she may not get back into music. Her main focus now appears to be her family and her other creative pursuits.
Well, like you said, yeah, she built an empire. She has so much going on right now. I can see why music may not be the focus, but to never say never.
That's just a waste of talent, Rihanna. Please sing again. Please at least give us that album. You're so talented. We want to hear something new from you.
Didn't she do something? Was it for Black Panther? She did. She did soundtracks. I felt like she was up for an Oscar or something.
Yeah,
recently.
She did a song on that. That was the whole joke, that everyone was hoping she did not sing that when she performed at the Super Bowl, because that was the song that people didn't like it, but they were like, yeah, we would be fine if you skip that one.
Every band and artist has that one song you'd be fine with them skipping.
This is it. Did you see all like those TikToks where it's like getting ready for the Super Bowl halftime show and they play this and then everybody walks out? I liked it, but yeah, it was kind of like, okay, this is going to slow the show down.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, speaking of music. The iconic Bing Crosby. He released a Christmas album, and it is one of the legendary ones, White Christmas. And V from BTS is going to be releasing his own version of Bing Crosby's White Christmas on December 6th. But here's the twist. It's a duet with Bing Crosby.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Now, obviously, there's some technical wizardry that came into play because Bing died in 1977. But V says, "I'm so grateful to have had the chance to be featured in a song with my all-time favorite jazz artist, Bing Crosby." He's a huge fan, and he says that he sang with the utmost sincerity and admiration for him, and that he hopes people enjoy it as much as he does. Bing Crosby's daughter, Mary Crosby, she said that V called them himself and asked if he could please do this record with her father, and they said they're thrilled to have them singing together. In case you don't know, like, you know, each member of BTS has a different kind of sound, and V is very jazzy.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Very sultry. Like, here's an example of one of his songs. He like a deep voice. So him with Bing, I think it's going to sound really good.
Yeah, I'm here for this. I'm looking forward to hearing the sound of this. This reminds, in the 90s, they did something with Frank Sinatra. Frank was still alive, but they had artists doing duets with Frank, and they literally just had Frank sing and the artist sing, and they mashed it together, and it worked. So this can work for V.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this, especially, you know, just with the Christmas music and stuff. It's going to be out on December 6th, so yeah, and they're also going to have merch, too. If you look at the cover of the album, it's got the iconic picture of Bing, but then it also has V's dog on it with Bing. It's really cute.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at some stuff right now. This is so special.
It's going to be a big one. So,
oh, my God. That's the classic White Christmas.
Isn't that so cute? He's got his little dog, Tanny, there with Bing Crosby. So, yeah, that's coming out on December 6th.
Have you ever thought about writing a book about parenting?
No, nobody wants my advice.
No, are you kidding me? I want your advice.
Nobody wants my parenting advice.
I was presented with some, so I have a friend who's dealing with some, needs some parenting advice. I'm like, I don't have kids, but I know someone who does, and who's very good with their kids.
Oh boy, what's the advice? Well, let's talk about that next.
Mercedes parenting advice is coming up here next. Early in
the morning. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. So you have kids, and kids do what kids do. They fight sometimes, and your friend is definitely going through it right now.
Yeah, she's got two daughters, 15. I think the youngest one is 12, and I saw her, she rides horses where Laura rides her horses, and I ran into her this weekend. We're talking about things, and she's telling about her daughter, and the oldest one is kind of going through a couple things where she's like, I felt bad because the mom was saying, you know, we used to come here and ride horses together, and my daughter used to talk to me, and now she's just in this phase where she doesn't like to talk to me, and I feel like I annoy her all the time. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then she says how the youngest daughter is 12 and the 15-year-old, she's like, and they fight all the time. That's all they do is fight. And she was looking to me for advice about, like, I need some kind of trick, or I don't know what to do to get them to stop fighting. And I don't have any kids. And I'm like, I wish I could offer you some great advice to get your two daughters to stop fighting with each other. And then the light bulb went off. I'm like, wait, I know someone who's got two daughters and who's very good with kids. And that would be Mercedes. I'm like, I'll see if I can bring it up on the show. So her kids, Mercedes, just go at it all the time. Were your daughters ever like that? And if so, what? Is there a trick to get them to stop fighting and start seeing eye to eye?
If she wants advice from me, I have none. I want to find out where she gets it, because my daughters are the same way. They fight constantly.
Do they really?
Oh, my God. It's at one point, I left Disneyland because they wouldn't stop fighting. I was like, I'm going back to the hotel.
This is a shocker.
I can't deal with you two anymore. They fight all the time. They are like completely night and day personalities. Like, they just couldn't be more different, and so they're constantly fighting. So I'm with your friend. If anyone has a way, please tell me what it is, because I have to keep them separated.
Like, I always thought they got along just swimmingly with no issues.
They're always fighting about one. And I'll even say, like I'll pull them aside and I'll say to one, like, you have to stop making these comments like that, and she'll be like, well, I don't like the way that she acts, and she acts so entitled. And then I'll go to the other one, like, you gotta stop acting like you're entitled. You gotta, you know, do this. Please, you know, be the bigger person. Don't engage. Oh, I don't engage unless it's engaged with me. I'm like, yeah, but you can end it. She goes, no, she starts it, I'll end it. Oh my gosh. Like, they fight constantly. So the answer is, I don't know what you do. I did try a couple of things with them once. Like, I would make them do this. It's like an old improv game. It's called Yes And. So if they started fighting with each other, I was like, okay, you guys can fight with each other. You can say mean things to each other, but you got to finish your sentence with yes and then, you know, come up with a compliment for that person. So, like, I think you are acting rude and I don't like the way you talk to me. And that person will go, yes, and you should say something nice, like, you look really nice in your outfit. But instead they turn that into a mean thing, like, yes, and you don't look as ugly today as you usually do, or something like that. Like, they would just make it really bad. Does anyone like have advice? Because I don't. Stacey, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I have two girls.
Is it just a thing that sisters are gonna fight? That's just the way it is.
It's all siblings, because I have a brother and we used to fight. But what I find works, sit them down at the table and say, okay, listen, you guys are going to take turns. I want you to tell each other what you dislike about each other, what the problem is,
so you can see each other's point of view. Sometimes things are just misunderstood. They're, you know, they're miscommunicated. So they would express to the other one what they don't like, what bothers them. And then after that, what they do like about each other, what they admire, or what, you know, and that really works because it opens their eyes up a little bit to say, oh, that's where that comes from, you know.
I love those ideas. I wish my kids would do that because I would tell them that and they'd laugh in my face.
I really am shocked because I always thought that your two daughters, I mean, there's going to be some fights here and there, but I didn't realize they would go at it all the time. That's surprising to me. How was it? Because my sister is older than me, Jenny, and we didn't get along. And it was just, there'd be fights all the time and I would pick on her. And even though she was older than me, John and I, we had never had any issues. How was it with you and your sister? Did you two fight growing up?
Growing up, it was great. Like, she was my little, like, my doll. Like, she just, I felt like she was, you know, my little kid, and I took her everywhere. I just loved her so much. We fight as adults now, though. We have like we currently are not getting along. It's really weird how that changed. And
no
kidding. Yeah, it's weird. And yeah, sisters, you know, sisters. You could always play sibling survivor with them and just put them in a locked room and see who comes out first.
Lock them up and see you guys in the morning. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. And right now, we are looking for our November Teacher of the Month.
I can't believe we only have a couple left. That means you don't have a lot of time to nominate that amazing teacher in your life. So get to it. You can do it by going to our website, nominate them at mix941.fm, then click the contest tab. And right there, you'll see Teacher of the Month. Just give us a short example on why this teacher that you know deserves to be recognized. We're going to do a random draw this month, and the winner is going to get some great things. That includes a $150 Visa gift card from our friends at Silver State Schools Credit Union.
Plus, a $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Finley Chevrolet. They also get this personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque. It's really cool. From H&J Trophies as well.
So get those nominations in. They close, the entries close on Friday. So, like I said, you don't have a ton of time to do it. Get it in right now. And thank you to Finley Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible. Okay, guys, well, that is it for us. Fun show today. If you missed anything, you got to download our podcast. It's free. Wherever you get your podcast, you can catch up on the entire show. And, see what you may have missed. There was a lot going on today, and we are super excited to be back tomorrow. A lot happening, including more of those tickets for the Descendants and Zombies World Tour Collide. It's going to be really cool. And those are coming up 7:30 in the morning with the Mega Minute. We still haven't had a Mega Minute winner for quite a while. So maybe tomorrow is the day. We are headed out. J-Love on the way next. But right now it's time for the line of the day.
Steph was invited to a wedding and wants to bring her beloved dog, Momo. The bride says, absolutely not. And Steph is thinking about doing it anyway.
I think she should leave the dog at home. I think that it takes away from the bride, and it's the bride's day, and whatever the bride wants, it should be. And if the dog was so beloved, I think he would have been invited.
Oh, that hurts. Oh.
Brittany just got you. There you go. I mean, Momo maybe not be the most popular dog in those circles. I don't know why. He's adorable.
I have this carrier that looks like a purse. Maybe I'll just sneak him in there. We'll see.
Well, there you go. That'll do it for show. I can't even talk. That'll do it for show number 2169 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.